Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. Nancy Mimlis, contributor to The Stars. Welcome to Berg Vivant, your first review here for
my virgin experience, yes.
Well,
with my martini.
Cheers to
Thank
that.
You
yeah.
Very much.
Indeed. What everybody doesn't know, it's 9 o'clock in the morning.
Let's
right
get
now.
That out of the way right now.
Right. Okay. So you were out and about seeing some theater recently, yes?
I was. I saw Stop Kiss at the University of Pittsburgh, the Henry Heyman Theater. And it is a wonderful production.
Oh, we always like to
Let's
hear that.
Let's just start with that.
Okay.
It's a wonderful production. It is directed by, interesting little tidbit, it's directed by an undergraduate student named Brittany Coyne, who they have never had an undergraduate student direct a main stage production. And she did an excellent job, Brittany Coyne. And it is written by Diana Son. And it stars, I will say stars, because they're the two main driving forces. Playing Callie is Lucy Clabby. Mm-hmm. And playing Sarah is, I'm going to forget her name, Leanie Baker.
There you go.
Yes. And it is, if I was to synopsize it, I would say it's a love story with a tragic moment.
Mm.
Hate when those happen, moments. But it's more than that, because it's a love story that everybody can relate to, even though it is a love story about two women. It is, the chemistry between the two women is quite palpable. It's a really beautiful moment between the two of them, watching them grow into this love relationship. There is a brief moment of nudity.
Oh,
it does
right.
say so when you go into the theater, and there is a little bit of negative language, but not very long.
I'm all for it. Let's
I'm
go.
All for negative language. Cursing, you know, not horrible words. I think the thing for me that made it, there were a couple elements that made it amazing for me. From the moment there was the pre-show music, which had Golden Slumbers in it, the Beatles song,
okay,
which is just such an emotional song. I don't know what, it just makes me, emotional. And then through the show, there's really amazing songs that just when you think, oh, this one could really use this kind of song, there's a song at a really pivotal moment. Oops, don't want to give it away. By Snow Patrol, is that, or is that the song? Oh, I can't remember.
You know,
the song.
I'm really bad.
I
still
I don't
listen
know.
To
I think
music
it's
from the 1940s, so I'm the wrong person to ask about
it's,
this.
It's this really wonderful song. Wait, I'm going to... Oh, I can't remember. Wait, I have to cheat. Wait, what is the song?
Well, it was well chosen.
I know, it was a well chosen song. I think it's called Snow Patrol, something Snow Patrol. You would know this song as soon as you hear it.
Okay.
And it's a really amazing moment that just... You just feel this swell. It's a really beautiful moment. Nice moment. But I think for me, it is a thought-provoking... In the bio, it said, the director's notes, it said that while they were rehearsing this, two gay men who were beaten up in Philadelphia,
yes.
That had happened while they were rehearsing this. And there is that element to this, too. So there's that connection. And I just think the women did such a brave job. It's an emotional show. It's a very interrupted, scripted show. And then people finish each other's sentences.
Well,
kind
overlapping
of
dialogue.
It's
yeah.
beautiful because it's so real. That's
yeah, we
what
do
we
that.
All
That's
do.
What we're doing right now.
Right, except it's not quite as... it's really synchronized well. It's beautiful. And I found myself laughing a lot when some people weren't. There was a lot of quirky characters. There's the detective who interrogates Callie. He's really harsh, so you completely sympathize with her in that moment. If you've ever watched Law & Order SVU, you would totally understand. And then, I had to throw that in, I'm a big Law & Order SVU fan. And then there's a really strong moment between Peter, who's the boyfriend of Sarah, and Callie. And it's they're back to back, but it's just boom, 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 right on each other's lines and connected. And then it's funny, the scene changes, which there are many, maybe too many, but there's a moment that the set changes as if she's changing, and she's a real mess. Her couch and her apartment's a mess, but there's moments where you see, in some of the scene changes, it starts to clean up, but then it gets all messy again. So I thought, well, I thought maybe it was accidental, but I don't think it was. I think it was intentional that you start to see Callie change, and then she kind of falls apart because she doesn't know if she wants to be in this relationship and go this path. And there's that awkward, do I love this woman? Because neither of them start off, they both have boyfriends, they both seem to be, you know, straight, but then there's this really amazing chemistry it's palpable when you're watching it. It really is. You want them to be together, even though they're constantly like, no, well, but maybe, you know, those moments, which everyone can understand when you start to fall into a relationship.
Right. Usually mine is kiss stop, though.
Mine's usually don't.
Just
kiss.
Don't even stop.
Don't. Yeah, I was trying to think of a catchy phrase and I was saying stop, kiss, must see, but then
stop, kiss, go.
Yeah, I know. That's what I want to say. Stop, kiss, go. And then my friend said that might mean go away, and I went, oh no, wait.
Go.
Stop, kiss, go.
Comma, to it.
Yeah, to it.
At Pitt Stages at the Henry Heyman Theater.
Yes,
plenty of reasons to see it.
Plenty of reasons. It's a wonderful show.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Bergvavant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Bergvavant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvavant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.